From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's December 4th. Reinhard Maria Rilke was born on this day in 1875. He was a poet, a novelist, an essayist. He primarily wrote in German and in French, but his work has been translated into numerous other languages, and he's become particularly studied and beloved in the English-speaking world in a way that's not really all that common among non-English language poets. He was his parents' only surviving child, and for a lot of his early life, his mother actually dressed him in skirts. She was trying to recover from the death of his older sister who had died as a baby. His first formal education was at a military school, although it wasn't a particularly good fit for him. It wasn't just because of his temperament, which was not well suited to being at a military school. It was also because of his health. He had a series of chronic illnesses that affected him throughout his life. Health problems led to his being discharged from the second military school that he attended. He went on to study philosophy and art, and he wasn't a particularly good student. He moved from one university to another, not being all that engaged with the work that he was doing. And he also started writing when he was still a young man. His early work, though, was really derivative of the writing of other poets, to the point that some critics today don't really describe it as derivative. They describe it as plagiarized. But he started to reinvent himself when he was 22. Part of this was through a relationship with Lou Andreas Salome, who was a writer who was connected to numerous other writers. She had a whole reputation for being a just astonishing woman. She was also married, but the relationship inspired him to basically remake his whole life. At the age of 25, he married a sculptor named Clara Westhoff, and they had a child together, although they didn't live together for very long. A lot of their marriage took place through letters, and he would later go on to describe marriage as two people protecting one another's solitude. For a lot of his life, including during and before his marriage, he just moved continually. At one point, he lived in 25 different places over the span of 5 years. He learned numerous languages. He pursued passionate relationships with women in all of these places. Later on, he started writing poems about philosophy and God and beauty, using imagery to express his ideas. His writings on God, though, we should be clear, they're not so much about religion or a divine figure. They're more about God as a universal consciousness, or as a life force, or as a natural presence, not so much as a divine being. He also had friendships and working relationships with so many other philosophers and writers and poets. One of them was Auguste Rodin, who was a major influence on his work. He also worked as Rodin's secretary for a time, but was let go after Rodin alleged that Rilke was answering his letters without his permission. Rilke died of leukemia on December 29th of 1926, and there's a story that he pricked his finger on a rose, and that when he did that, this led to an infection that hastened his death. It's not totally clear whether that is a real event or apocryphal. After his death, though, he became hugely influential to poets in multiple languages, with some of them naming him as the greatest poet of his age. When it comes to English language readers, though, only a few of his poems were really available in very good English language translations until the 1970s. Instead, a lot of the admiration for him comes from his prose, in particular, the Letters to a Young Poet, which was a response to the aforesaid young poet's request for advice. These weren't just about writing, though. They were also really about life. Rilke's reputation as one of being just a profoundly thoughtful and conscientious, introspective person, someone who really crafted himself into the person that he wanted to be and in the process transformed himself into a remarkable poet. Although he definitely has detractors, people who instead read him as a pretentious womanizer rather than a more intuitive and passionate soul. Thanks very much to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's show, and thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for A Mystery at Sea that still persists till today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.